I be doing alright, I be doing okay. And as long as I can live to see another day, I be doing alright, I be doing okay. And as long as I can live to see another day, I be doing alright, I be doing okay. And as long as I can live to see another day, I be doing alright, I be doing okay. Back in the 16th century, way back in the day, Nostradamus predicted the end of the world will be on May 5th, 1999. And I don't know how, but as I'm writing this, that's only one day from right now. What the fuck? I pull up to shell in my truck, look up, nah, earth ain't about to erupt. Open my door, get up, slam it shut, Marv, what up? Let me get a bag of ice and a stack of plastic cups. For a minute we chat about life and all of that, then we dab. Check you out tomorrow night, I'll be back. Grab a BD and light it, turn the key and start driving. Back off into the night. Then I start to get frightened, thinking, damn, my whole life I was just a dreamer. I never got to put on a show in a packed arena. I wanted to go on Rap City and act witty, but all I ever did was put up with hoes who act shitty with a whack pity. Was I choosing a role that didn't get me there in time? And I'll be losing a glow. Hold up, I'm losing control. Think realistically on it. What could fuck up a planet in one day without warning? And even if the world does end, I can't be mad at guys, cause life could have been much worse. At least I'm satisfied. At least my dad's alive, married to my mother. I have a sister and friends that I could call my brothers. At least I have life. Some people, they life was stolen, set up for a crime, but behind bars is where they hold them. We got kids killing kids cause earth is cold, women using abortions as a form of birth control. That hurts the soul and leaves a scar on your conscience, but it's a blessing that I made it through this nonsense. So even if this will be my last night, at least when it's over, I'll be doing alright, I'll be doing alright, I'll be doing okay. And as long as I can live to see another day, I'll be doing alright, I'll be doing okay. And as long as I can live to see another day, I'll be doing alright, I'll be doing okay. And as long as I can live to see another day, I'll be doing alright, I'll be doing okay.
Back in the 16th century, way back in the day, Nostradamus predicted the end of the world would be on May 5th, 99, 3 years later it changed. The World Trade frame got struck by planes, looking like God unleashed his fury and rain. Flames exchanged pain for how America came to fame. Clutching my brain, my sense of security changed. Usually confidence was pure in me, now fear in my veins said, any of this shit could bring nuclear weapons in. Any of this shit could end in any second. If the commander-in-chief couldn't assure our protection, that's no more addition to my memories collections. Missing me and my girl's matrimonial connection. No child in videotaping the first step in the growing old and teaching grandchildren life's lessons. But thankfully I got saved during them church sessions. So I thank God for earth's blessings. Health, not a lot of wealth, but a lot of peace within myself. Not a whole lot of forgotten pieces up on the shelf. Discipline from loving parents, though they raised me by the bell. When I was young, I was wild. Life took it for granted. Nice. Living outlandish. Christ, hope he can stand it. Now I do right. Wherever can manage. The devil was eating me alive, but I climbed out of a sandwich. And now possibly on the verge of having everything vanished. Feeling as if I didn't do anything as I planned it. Like I was trying to live my life right, but somebody panned it. But I still had love when down, helping hands lifted me up. Out of the mud, out of the muck, and out of the dark. And attitude when I didn't give a fuck. From them days in the park alone, drinking gin by the cup. Through an exilous maze, wandering and constantly stuck. The blessings were always there, I just chose to ignore them. Shit started getting sweeter when I learned to explore them. Wasn't selfish with them, trying to stretch and contort them. And didn't let the world get to them first and distort them. So as I kick back and ponder on Armageddon, and I spit raps about where my life could have been heading, I admit that I do have a wonderful life. So if this night was my last, I'll be doing alright,
I'll be doing alright, I'll be doing okay. And as long as I can live to see another day, I'll be doing alright, I'll be doing okay. And as long as I can live to see another day, I'll be doing alright, I'll be doing okay. And as long as I can live to see another day, I'll be doing alright, I'll be doing okay.
Okay.